Tell me how exactly how you do it and what all you.
Well, we shoot them first and then stick a knife in the throat and bleed them good. And you can either skin them or scald them and scrape the bristles off. And you can do either one and hang them up and take the insides out. And
do you ever eat the insides?
No, not me, no.
Have you heard of people doing it?
Yes, I've heard they clean the intestines out of using for what they call sausage casing. In the old days, you can buy regular factory-made casings for sausage now, you know. But I understand it, of course, they didn't have them in those days, and they used the intestines to clean them out good and use them for sausage casings.
Do you ever hear of anybody taking the intestines and boiling them and just eating them? Do you ever hear shit?
Well, in hogs and calves, there's a small intestine that's no residue in, and when they're young, and people eat that.
What do they call it?
Maraguts.
Maraguts? Do you ever hear chitterlings or
my impression of chitlings was where you rented out the lard and it was what was left. That's what I thought of chitlings. I don't know.
What inside parts of a calf do you eat?
Oh, some people eat the brains, or wouldn't, but the liver and heart. And there's a milk thread calf that's what's called sweetbreads. It's, I don't know what it is. Looks like a sort of fat, but it's a delicacy. It's sort of in the neck. After they quit getting milk, sucking the mother, they don't have that.
How's that fixed?
Fry it, or you can boil it. Sweetbreads are called it. You never eaten any sweetbreads?
Not that I know of.
They're real good. But this sort of, I don't know whether you can buy them in the market or not.
How do they taste? Tell us. Do they taste sweet?
Sort of a nutty. I don't know. They're real good. They're real good. But I haven't eaten any in a long time.
What about Spanish food? Was there any, did y'all cook any Spanish food when they had?
Oh, maybe Spanish rice or tamales or chili and stuff like that.
How do you make tamales?
Well, it's made out of a meat and a center, and it's wrapped in corn meal and in a corn shuck and boiled.
What kinds of meat do you use?
Oh, you can use chicken, beef, hog, deer. You use lots of kinds.
How do you prepare shoot deer, how do you keep the meat from going bad before you get it?
Well, you either take them in town, put them in the locker, they have freezers in most of these towns. Fredericksburg is a big one.
How long do you have before it's going to go bad?
Oh, they're frozen, they last indefinitely. Lot of people leave them, maybe kill them first the season and leave them in there a month before they bring them home because of the weather. It'll be hot, they might spoil on the way home, so they usually wait till they get a good cool spell and bring it home.
You pack it in ice when you carry it home, or
just? I would if it's real warm. I would, some of the boys at camp would butcher them out and quarter them up and put them in these boxes and ice them down and bring them in.
You hire someone to go with y'all to do the cooking and all?
No. I'm usually the gold one.